99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Normally, we would be live.
Yes.
Normally.
Normally.
This is not a normal year.
No. We are live, though.
Can we pretend we're live? Let's see
here. Okay.
Hey, welcome to the Toy Drive.
Yes! Yes!
Hey! Woo! Right. 2020!
Yeah!
Yeah. You guys ready to raise some toys? Get some money in for some kids? All right, we got some live music.
It's so responsive.
All right, then Ashley's going to sing. And then she'll stop singing. Yeah!
Wow, it's like being there.
Yeah, it's the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive week, final day, final hours. And you can go to the website and donate, WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. I took a peek at some of the numbers last night. Be ready for a very low number.
Oh.
You know, I was having a conversation with Kristen, and she said, well, it's a tough year. There's no expectation of a big number.
Yeah. It's very hard.
It's true.
But...
but the kids are still there.
Yeah. They're still there.
Right. The kids didn't go away because it's a tough year.
No.
Right?
They're
not like, okay, we're going to stop having a tough year, so we're going to go walk over here.
Right.
We'll wait till next year.
All right, so now we're in a good place, and we'll come back when we have a good year, so then I'll have a bad year so you can help me.
Right.
It's fine. We'll wait.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's don't mind.
All right. Whatever you can do.
Yeah. Please help.
It's really, there's no minimum. Whatever you could do.
Please.
All right. We now know where the first shipment of doses of the vaccine will be going, and we like it.
Oh.
Awesome.
To the veterans.
Oh. Right. Very nice. Awesome.
To the VA. I like it. I like it a lot.
There you go.
So the vaccines will arrive within hours.
Really?
I think maybe today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, that's exactly the time frame they gave us. I totally forgot.
Amazon?
Then vaccinations will begin this weekend.
Wow.
And you got your veterans, you got your frontline workers, you got your first responders and the nursing homes. Then where are we on the list here? So I was checking this list. It's very long.
Very long list, yes. Right. And, wow. Parchment paper.
We are...
You sound like Santa. I was checking the list. Very
checking
long
twice.
List.
You losers are not
That's
on here.
That's all we want for Christmas is a new vaccine.
A new vaccine. Want the new vaccine? Oh,
boy, that was a parody song we missed.
So I can't get rid of this cough.
So we are somewhere after convicted felons and the deceased.
Oh, so. The deceased.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
just to see.
Yeah.
Why do they need a vaccine if they're deceased?
I don't know. I don't know, but somehow we ended up after them.
Is it a misprint? It might be diseased.
They're first.
Is it a misprint?
Maybe they meant diseased?
Yeah.
Deceased?
No, we're after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think G.I. Joe's get them before us.
Right. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Of course.
You don't have that clip from yesterday, do you, Phil? The dad who was singing the national anthem. What I love about this story is it's very inspirational, and it makes AJ mad.
Yes.
Okay. Right. This is a moment.
Right.
And it goes viral, and everybody loves it.
Is it a moment,
and
though?
And then AJ comes in angry. Did you see that viral video?
Oh.
I'm like, what? What? I'm expecting something bad, you know, some COVID mask fight. And it's a dad singing the national anthem.
Yes.
At a high school basketball game, so the sound system failed.
Right.
And there was minutes of, like, awkwardness and silence, and then the dad just stands up and starts singing.
Yes.
Now, you won't hear the whole song because the person didn't turn their phone on until, like, mid-song or whatever.
How convenient.
Here
though.
It is. He's good.
Yes, still too good.
Will still there, will say
Yeah, how convenient.
It's amazing.
How convenient. This guy with a great voice happens to be in attendance, and all of a sudden the system happens to fail. Like, Jimmy, do me a favor. I need a record deal. I need you to go over there and pull the plug out of the thing.
I need you to pull the plug. Just let your heart believe in Christmas
good. Oh, shut up.
So disrespectful
to
her.
Just pull the thing. Just pull the cord out of the socket right there. Yeah.
The cord out of the socket.
This is how Mason Ramsey started. This is one of those things. It's going to be a viral video, and all of a sudden that's going to turn into, oh, look, we have him on Good Morning America. We have him on this and that. Oh, he's got a record deal now. You watch. You watch what happens.
You know, it's funny
this was a planned attack.
Attack. It's an attack.
This was a planned attack. Right. This was a planned attack. And by the way, numb nuts. Nerf gun
called
it.
Hold on. Okay. So here's the thing with this, and this is why he won't be on Good Morning America. Maybe whatever. You can't ask him, well, sing a little bit of it for us. You can't. You got to do the whole 2.5 minutes.
Right.
You can't say, all right, sing a little, Mason.
Well, they may show like a little clip. Here's a clip of him singing, you know? Yeah.
The first thing I thought when I saw was, this is staged.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
and
also.
And then the phone panned and I saw all the people. And I thought, you're never going to get that many people on the same page.
Yeah, I smell that.
By now, it would be out, there'd be some, you know, kid on CNN saying, yeah, no, they planned the whole thing.
Didn't bribe him properly yet. Yeah, a brand new bicycle and an Xbox.
So that's what you see when you see something nice happening.
Yes.
I don't understand your anger towards people who sing.
Because I have friends in the business who have been trying and nothing happens for them. They're all perfectly very talented.
Well, tell them to go to Walmart.
You know, don't even Disney fairy dust over that. Listen,
what? Because
I'm patriotic also. Don't ever question my patriotism over this.
Well, then
what I'm saying is like how convenient that this guy all of a sudden. This is like Mason Ramsey just having to walk into a Walmart and all of a sudden he became a household name. Now this guy has attended a basketball game, whatever game it was, and oh no, the system failed. Oh look, this guy happens to have a great voice in the audience, and then all of a sudden, oh look, now it's a viral video. You don't see what's going on over here. You don't smell that the hypocrisy going on. You don't smell that like this is being complete BS. This was planned. This was a planned attack. This guy has a good voice, and this is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna make it seem like the system failed, and then oh, lo and behold, it can't be some construction worker with a lousy voice who I would have more respect for singing the national anthem.
How do we know it's not a guy, construction worker?
Then this guy here with this polished voice, you can tell he obviously has vocal training.
He's got a nice voice.
No, and I'm saying him apologize. I'm just saying this was a planned attack.
You sound very angry.
I'm gonna be more angry in a second if you don't knock it off. But I'm just saying that I'm just saying that this was a planned attack.
Okay.
This was not what it appears to be. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Attack on whom?
This is smoke and mirrors.
Who's so being attacked?
It's beyond your imagination that at a high school football game someone can't get the sound system right.
No, that's not beyond, okay, but that, right. That this guy happens to be in the audience.
It's beyond your imagination that someone that who may enjoy singing and never got that break could be sitting there.
It just seems
think,
too convenient
I'll
to me.
I'll do it.
It just
I'm
seems
perfectly
too
perfectly equipped I'm for this moment.
I'm just too, it's just too convenient for me. The stars aligned a little too well right there.
1992 Hamden fireworks display. I'm there. We're doing a live broadcast. The company that was doing the fireworks forgot their permit, left it in Jersey, had to drive to Jersey and back to get the permit.
Wow.
And so I'm sitting there with a crowd of thousands of people like, what are we going to do? So in between the different things we were doing and games and whatnot, I said, let's sing the national anthem.
Oh, cool.
And the entire crowd. It's like 5,000 people.
See, that I can see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That I can see. Now, one person happens to be in the audience, and then, you know, there it is and all the news and yada, yada.
Mm.
Who is being attacked, though? You keep saying
relax,
it's a
okay?
Planned attack.
That was just cold comedy. Relax.
You said it 18 times.
I didn't say it 18 times. But we can count how many times I say it. If you want to fact check me, Mr. Nerf Gun 1970s. 1989, by the way.
You've been fact checked.
All right, enjoy that one.
Yes. Face it, folks, I won this one.
If you're just tuning in, this is a toy drive.
I won this one.
Right.
Which one are we talking about?
Why is it a compliment?
No further questions, Your Honor. So, moving along.
You're 1 in 842 in your career. Good job.
Deceleration trauma. That's all I'm going to say right now. When a force is thrown at 3 Gs...
There are breaks. You don't know how they're going to go.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, surprise. This is about a vaccine.
Oh, yes, right. So what's going on with the vaccine?
Yeah. No, we started with the vaccine. Yeah.
Right.
Chaz and AJ. Let's go over here. Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, if this was planned, then why did he get the lyrics wrong?
He got the lyrics wrong.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
You've been fact-checked.
Oh, relax, Jack.
Very nice.
You got the word off.
Fact-checked.
Where was he wrong?
843. He said to the night. Said through the night.
Yeah. One word. Big deal. Big whoop. Wasn't like he screwed a whole verse up.
All right,
we done yet?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
We have Flubble Friday here.
Oh, yes. Right.
A flubble is the combination of a flub and a mumble. AJ created it, perfected it. He's the undisputed world champion.
I own this.
And every week at this time, we have all of the fumbles from all of the show.
Right.
Put it into a montage. Let's talk to Hungry Man. Hey, Hungry Man.
Good afternoon. I'm morning. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. The first person to make next week's flubble montage.
Very nice.
Is Hungry Man.
He's tired, man.
Well done.
Yes. Can't talk, man.
No, I mean, you didn't look good.
I didn't look the best. I looked the part.
Yeah. Yeah, by a lot.
Yeah, I suck at math entirely, so don't talk about me. And actually sing. Oh, okay, so we do, okay.
Gotcha.
No la la's.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. That'll be...
Well, yeah, a quarter cup of coffee so far.
Phil will be busy making notes for Flubble Friday. Well, that was close. All right, I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Good boy.
Brand new electric scooter.
Scooter.
I know in Northern California, the girls are warmer, so I can see my sweet baby A. Keeping a rocky baby.
Hold on.
That was not a flubble. I was singing.
Johnny Trey.
Fun fact is the West Haven Police Department can't do. They over-evaluate their drug seizure.
Let's see. Fun fact. Cops inflate the price of seizures to legitimate.
Accent room.
5:15 a.m. yesterday. So she's... A 60-year-old resident walked into the bus stop. It's like the McRib. It's not a signature McDonald's sandwich.
Well, that's a signature.
Damn it. The Big Mac.
Your pancakes means nothing to me.
You fools.
And they had
with the cage.
And
they had the
bullet, see a cage.
The gun parts.
No, it was like a regular, almost like a telephone company van.
No way.
Really?
I don't know. Is there, but if we do a Goose Boy search, how much the average ATM machine carry? I fixed it.
Can you reword that so I can type it into Google exactly as you said it?
Pajamagram.com. Pajamagram.com. Hold on.
Arthur in Manchester made a very generous donation.
Very dough.
$100.
Hang on.
Very dough.
$100.
$100.
The Chaz and AJ, make sure you like this. That's your wordy. That's your wordy. I just flabbled.
I got it. I clicked it.
Mayhem at a Walmart store has nothing to do with COVID.
Right, no. Just Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah, close.
Right. It wasn't really a flubble. I said, okay, there you go.
Aris Active Pure Virus Control System.
It's a mouthful, but it's fantastic.
Active Pure Virus Control System. Why can't I say virus?
I don't know. But it's a great system, though. It's bid for $525 bid by George Beaver of B&B Auto Mechanic. Auto Mechanic. What is it called? Auto Mechanical?
I just fumbled.
203-732-8585.
Yeah. It has that genuine, it looks almost like it's real tile.
Some slow traffic in Fairfield and in Norwalk on 95 southbound.
Hold on.
I'm choking.
Wow.
I'm fine.
And then the book of whatever.
Yeah, Bob Grimm's book.
Damn it. And AJ wishes he had that Chaz and AJ bat right now.
Yo, I'm bidding on it. I want both of them. And then John Bon Jovi has a little voice there.
John Bon Jovi.
They won't put a sign up. We had a $2 winner. No, that's like, you know, that's got a thousand at least. Yeah,
but it's like, you know, you go into a strip club and it's like a kid running through the toy store.
Click, click.
AJ, do you know what team stands for?
Team stands for totally amazing people.
You missed a vowel.
That would be tap.
There's an E.
Right. that's what I call them.
It's training, education, and manpower.
I was going to say that, but I chose to use nothing. So.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas Tree reminded me of a song that reminds me of me. You. Holy crap.
Yeah, you.
How much eggnog have I had?
Right. Yeah, they got confiscated and they put in the, taken away to Somber Town. No, I remember heat models was like Sam Kinison with a heat on his head.
A heat on his head.
Hairy heat.
The big guy. Shut up, all right, man?
Top 10. Today it is I with his top chats. 10. Yes, it is top 10. Chris. All right, hold on.
AJ, give us the top 10. Give us the top 10.
For every song that gets guessed, I will... I would pay $1,000 for an FBI agent to get into his computer.
And find boring stuff.
Have you tried to spell asymptomatic?
It's symptomatic with an A.
Right.
At the beginning or the end, Ashley?
The beginning, the end. So, this Nigella, who I have no idea ever existed.
Right.
Even though I've seen her.
Report is brought to you by Mace, Hartford Healthcare.
Ashley, did you see it?
I did see it. I saw your package, and
I didn't come out right at all.
I saw your package.
Hang on.
On there the website.
The old men's, they gave us money for the charity, Chajan AJ show, for our charity. The old men's.
Borderline.
Jamming all those marshmallows in there. It sounds like, oh, this is easy. Like, it's like, okay. I can't talk normally. You know what? I'm going to soul smack him. Because you're actively superior. I didn't watch him, but I heard there was out.
Right.
They had him. Well, big deal. Big whoop. Wasn't like I screwed a whole verse up. Oh, you got the one quick.
Yeah. I had to work fast on that one.
Damn. This just happened like about a minute ago.
Yep.
It makes me so happy.
You know, I know if you're listening to that, you're thinking, oh, wow, that's their flubble reel for 2020.
For the whole year.
No,
we did that in a week.
Yep.
Let's bring on the king of the nerd in his feety pajamas.
Oh, yes.
Thick glasses. For his annual Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive Performance.
Yes.
What are you doing today?
Today I will be reading a nerdy version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Ah, from the Mandel Comics.
All right. We're going to provide you with some background.
Hit it. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. The king of the nerds was screaming in frustration because I couldn't find the new PlayStation. I tried using the force to make it appear. I tried so hard, I ripped my Yoda underwear. I sighed and I cried. And I wish.
Bad visual.
I wish I was a Hulk instead of a nerd of considerable bulk. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I waddled to the window to see what was the matter. I grabbed my trusty super soaker just in case it was the Joker. I was shocked to see what did appear, but a big fat man with 8 tiny reindeer. Holy moly, I yelled. This is no trick. It's the one and only Super Saint Nick. Then I thought to myself, why not steal from this big chubby old elf? But then Santa turned and gave me a nasty look. You touch me and I'll punch you out like a comic book. Now get away from me, you big nerdy jerk. I've only got one night to do all my work. But Santa, I said, 2020 has been no fun. I couldn't even do Terrificon at Mohegan Sun. Oh, fine, you big baby, Santa said, as he threw me a gift from his big red sled. And with that, he flew up, up, and away. He waved back, and I heard him say, give my best to Chaz and AJ. I ripped off the paper and looked in the box, only to find a lousy old pair of Star Trek socks.
Bummer.
I did cry as I waved my chubby fist into the sky. This stinking lousy holiday is sure for the birds. Ah, the heck with it. Who cares? Merry Christmas anyway from the King of the Nerds.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, Mitch.
That was well done.
You brought a tear to my eye. You did. A lump to my throat.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Thank you, King of the Nerds.
Yeah.
You don't have a ride home again?
No, my mom didn't pick me up. Damn, I'm stuck out here.
Minivan broke down again,
cold.
Huh? Yep, hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah.
Use Uber.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is John Cafferty of the Beaver Brown Band, and we'd like to wish all the Chaz and AJ tribe and all our friends and family in Connecticut the happiest holiday season, and thank you for donating to the Toy Drive.
Yeah! John Cafferty. Love him.
Good dude.
All right, we'll go over to Naugatuck Mayor Pete Hess. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I have to say I'm very impressed with you guys and your toy drive. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, where's my money? Hey,
how am I making out with my bid on the bat?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, is
that
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the bat bidder. Needs to keep things in order in Naugatuck.
The last I checked, the bat was $300.
Is that you?
Is that you?
I'm not sure, but I'll go $350.
He'll go $350, see?
Okay.
All right.
He wants that bat.
Right. I want the bat.
He wants that bat. Give him the bat.
What are you going to do with that bat, Mayor?
Well, I already have a bat by my desk. I'm not a gun guy, but if someone comes at me, I was going to go at it. But now I have a new plan. I'll fling my first bat at him,
right,
and then I'll beat the hell out of him with my Chaz and AJ bat.
See? Always got to have a strategy.
There's nothing that says Christmas more than I'm going to beat the hell out of my constituents.
Right. You know? They'd be battered.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Holiday batter.
You know what? I wouldn't screw with you.
No, not in a bet.
I'd see you out in public and I'd say, good job, Mayor. Keep it up.
Right. Voting for you again.
Mayor yeah. Bat. Mayor Hess, I mean. Mayor Hess.
Right. Right. Put down the bat, Wendy.
So if you see someone walking around Naugatuck with a backwards Chaz and AJ logo across their head, right, you say, oh, did you complain to the mayor again?
Hey, you know, I used to be an Imus in the Morning guy, and he went away, and I've been lost at sea without a radio show, so I'm thinking about throwing in with you guys. You're starting to grow on me.
Oh, thank you. Like a fungus, right? Like Lamisil.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
No, thank you.
That's high praise. I grew up listening to Imus.
Right, but it's going to band.
Yes, right. You have a band, so of
just
course
so you like
you.
It. Just so you like it. It's going to band.
Hold on, I got something for you here.
Uh-oh. Diesel truck in the background.
It's 8:17.
Quack, quack.
There you go. That's for you.
It never gets old.
All right, so, Mayor, what are you doing for us here? You're doing a dramatic reading?
Well, Ashley talked me into doing a Shirley Temple song, lyrics, but I'm going to do it Tom Waits style.
Tom Waits style.
Oh, really?
Nice. Right. Interesting.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, from the Water Doctor Hotline, Naugatuck Mayor Pete Hess.
Wow. He's got it back.
All right, here we go. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, because I ain't been nothing but bad. I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on Mama's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So you better be good, whatever you do. Because if you're bad, I'm warning you, you'll get nothing for Christmas. And oh, by the way, there's only one way out. Support the Chaz and AJ Christmas Toy Drive.
That was like Goodfellas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was way above expectations, Mayor.
You okay, delivered. Okay,
the first dog bark, I thought you hit someone with a bat. It was almost
that's
not
my
cute.
Right. Beaumont.
Beaumont. Hey. Very, very few people can make a Christmas song sound threatening.
Seriously, right? We did a one scene in Goodfellas.
Mayor, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Have a great holiday if we don't talk to you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank give it a shot. Brother. Thank you.
Mayor Pete Hess from Naugatuck doing good work. And if you don't like it, don't tell him.
No.
Keep it to yourself.
You
keep it to yourself.
He's got to have two bets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the Water Doctor Hotline, it's Brian Averna.
Good morning.
Brian.
Good morning.
It's Brian Averna.
You know, Brian normally is the chief toy counter.
Yes.
So he has an army of people. Yeah. Angela is there and Brian with the calculators and they try to put a dollar value on every toy, and it gets difficult when Angela arrives.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, my God, crunch time.
Right. Give me how many do you think, and what do you think the value is?
Rough estimate over here.
I think you've Angela been to every single toy drive except one. You were out of state, right?
And that was our fault, I think.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys changed the date.
Couldn't get any further away from us, Texas. The exact opposite side of the United States. Yeah, I'm good over here. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
You guys are doing a spectacular job this week. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Very well done.
Before we go any further, thank you for that, but it's really the tribe. You know, we don't come up with these dollar amounts. We don't come up with these toys.
No, we don't.
I want to say hi to Jeff Peters from Metro North.
Jeff Peters.
Hi, Jeff. Hello.
Peters. Hi, Jeff.
Okay. Jeff's not a fan.
Oh.
Okay.
That's why we're saying hi, Jeff.
That's why we're saying hi.
Hang on. Somebody do it
hi,
again.
Hi, Jeff.
The guys at Metro North said, say hi to him tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
And he tolerates us, and he's not a big fan of the radio, period.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Jeff, thank you, and all of your coworkers like you a lot.
They do. They like you so much.
Thank you.
We're saying Jeff Peterson.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. It's Peters, by the way, not Peterson.
I said Peters.
You said Peterson.
No, I said Peters. Okay, back to work, folks.
This is work.
Hello?
See? You're annoying Brian over here.
I forgot about Brian.
Brian over here.
All right, so anyway, you missed 1 year, and now you did a song for us last couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think like 4 years.
Talking to the mouthpiece, Jesus.
No, Jesus isn't here right now.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Better? Okay.
Or savior.
Is this your first time?
So every year I come up with lyrics that I match to a Christmas song. This year was really relatively easy. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. There's you're a cast of characters. So this song kind of talks about the things that you guys have experienced. Chaz got married. It was very bittersweet for me because, of course, I wasn't
you were
invited.
Hitting on my girlfriend in front of me at your dinner party.
That's Brian. A lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It's a lie.
You asked her for an email.
It was after the dinner party.
Yeah, to send her, Phil, please.
Right.
What are you asking me for? Don't stop me.
I'm over here.
I've been friends with Brian.
I wasn't at the dinner, Brian.
Neither was I.
All right. I've been friends with Brian for 18 years. That was the one little hiccup we had.
Exactly.
And so we didn't talk for a couple months, but we're fine now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We love each other.
Yes, we do.
You know, Phil got engaged this year. He's got a beautiful fiance. She just happens to be missing a leg.
You know, Brian.
Really?
That's the only thing you know about her?
Really?
There's so much more to her.
She's a lovely person.
What's her name?
I really, really liked her. Amanda.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
You could start with that.
Look at this.
You go right to the leg thing.
Acting fiance like already. Look at him.
You know, it's low-hanging fruit, or no-hanging fruit, so to speak.
Wow.
Is that a Gentile joke?
Yeah. No.
Give us the rest of the
I hope that was a joke about me.
Okay, and you know, AJ, I see AJ on Facebook. You know, he's always sitting by a car. He's smoking a cigar. He's by himself.
Yep.
It's fairly, you know, no offense, AJ, but it's fairly pathetic.
Thank you.
It was his birthday yesterday,
if
by the way.
If anything, I'm just plotting everyone's demise. But go ahead.
Okay. It was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Ashley got engaged. You know, Ashley is a beautiful woman. She's got those weird-ass bangs that she wears all
the
time.
Why do you have to knock everyone's appearance immediately?
It's part of his shtick.
I'm writing a song about you people. What do you want me to talk about?
It's from the heart, for Christ's sake.
Your unkempt beard?
Yeah,
I mean,
go
for
it.
Phil. Well, don't worry about it. Sit back.
So we have this pre-recorded. It's not going to be live because the phone would suck.
Right.
All right. And you sent it to us, and here it is.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. AJ smokes cigars near his muscle head cars. He plays with his gears. It's his most wonderful time of the year. I hear Chaz, he and Jen married this year.
Right.
Well, they must have been harried. My invite was buried. The post office feared.
Oops.
Oh, there it is.
Was my most saddest day of the year.
Chaz, you were laughing.
We had COVID come knocking, but we found it shocking that most stores were shuttered closed. The election was scary, and yes, it got hairy. That Facebook was all filled with trolls. Our sweet Ashley got engaged for the year. She still loves her Disney. Her bangs should be set free. Her teeth are 3D. She's the sappiest girl on the show.
True.
Phil is fact-checking, his beard is face-wrecking, and he knows it all. His girl got a big ring, but she started to sing, I'd rather two legs, as you know.
Brian.
Wow.
Ask Chaz why he cuts his own hair. His temples are rising, his bald spot resizing, his whole head is bare. It's the thinniest hair. 'Tis the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Brian Averna.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brian.
Thank you. It was easy this year.
Yeah, that's because you went for one thing.
Right, lowbrow.
No, I did not. It was all in fun. Your girl is lovely. I thought she was fantastic when I met her.
You made fun of a woman with one leg.
Twice. Once in the song and then before we even did the song.
That's like a preview.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a very good person. What can I tell you?
All right. That's next year's song.
I got to tell you, I'm going to use that.
I'm going to have a T-shirt.
That's just, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, next.
No further questions, Ron. Defense rests.
Brian, we thank you for your friendship. Thank you for that song. That's the best one so far.
Yeah,
thank you, Brian.
You got a tough job next year, Brian.
Yep.
Love you guys. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Brian called and asked, by the way, for everyone who's working. It's fine.
Yeah, he got permission. he definitely cleared that with it.
Of course.
Wait, there was a permission thing?
This is the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
It is the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. We're normally at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Yes.
And you're hearing this around now.
Yep.
That is not the case because of stupid COVID.
Screw you, COVID.
But on the Water Doctor Hotline is Kevin from McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus. Kevin, good morning.
Kevin!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Kevin from McDermott.
He's a crowd pleaser. They love him.
Good morning, guys. Wow. I got to say, over the years, 7 years we've been doing this together, this is the year where everything's been canceled. Everything's been postponed. You guys found a way. You got it going on. You did. I'm looking at toys here for across the entire showroom. It's amazing what you guys pulled off in a year like this when no one's doing anything.
Yeah. Look, we can't thank you enough for your support. You're always there.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ events, and especially a tough year for you guys.
Exactly.
Now you can't keep
across the board. Everybody's been. This is the 1 year you couldn't miss, and you guys did it. It's amazing what you pulled off, and I'm the 1 year probably out of them all that needed more than ever.
And AJ is, been outside your place camping out.
Yep,
it's been a whole deal.
And look at my big red toy Corvette inside. Yes,
AJ, we've been talking about that. Next year we're putting you in the box.
Nobody wants to see that.
The crowd disappeared. That's funny.
Well, Kevin, again, thank you. And please pass that on to everyone at your dealership.
Yeah.
And of course, Dave McDermott.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All good people.
Thank you, brother.
I'm looking forward to Drew's number here. He looks excited. I think it's going to be a good one.
Okay, we'll see.
If Drew finds a quarter, he gets excited.
We'll see. Yeah, that's right. All right, Kevin, thank you, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kevin.
It. All right, that number, look, lower your expectations. Last year was like 160. The year before was 2. Our very first year, I think we had a box of toys.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, and we'll get to that number. All right, well, this is number time here.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive. We've done it all week long, and, I don't even want to say tough year anymore. It's been,
We all know.
Yeah. This started out as just us collecting toys, and we'd get a box at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then it's become this whole deal with national acts and sound and production crews and miles of cable and TV trucks, tribe coming from all corners of the state and New York, and all with the same goal, help that little person we never met, born into or ending up in a bad place. We've said bad year, tough year a zillion times. These kids are like, well, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
It's every day, every year is tough.
Hello.
So, whatever the number is, it's a great number. Now, when we got on the air this morning, it was $46,000 in cash, and we hadn't counted the toys, and we had a lot of toys come in over the week, and then especially yesterday at Jordan's Furniture, so we want to thank them. We want to thank all the sponsors. They make this thing happen. Everyone who was involved, the crew, thank you.
Thank you.
So, let's be, last year was 160. It's not going to be that this year.
Yeah.
Drew, the number guy, is on the line, and
Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hold on, we're doing a drum roll for you, Drew.
Right.
I hear it.
It's Ashley.
You're welcome.
More talented than I thought, Ashley.
Oh, you're welcome.
All this drum right.
Roll,
oh.
This drum roll is so long, we may have to wait until Monday.
It's her falling down the stairs.
Sounds good. I like the drum roll. All right, so our total for the Chaz and AJ, McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Toy Drive, total is $163,546.38.
What?
Wow.
What?
Good
is
job,
that possible?
Everybody.
Are you reading numbers from last year?
That's this year?
Is that possible?
People are going nuts. That is awesome. Holy moly.
There's no work being done today.
Is that even possible?
Really?
Awesome. The tribe came through. Thank you so much to everybody that donated.
Oh, seriously. You got to be kidding me.
Seriously.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That is amazing. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.